The optimum blade loading tends to be pushed towards the tip. Like I mentioned early on, we can use a wider tip propeller that allows the tip region, which is traveling faster, to do more work. Now, these are two small plots of what we call circulation, which is nothing more than the radial blade loading from the hub out to the tip. And we have this kind of elliptical optimized shape for an open propeller. Well, that would not be optimized if we're going to go with a wide tip that can push this all the way to the end. Well, what we see is that our loading now is much more towards the outer radii. We cannot carry full loading out to the tip because there's a gap, and that gap will bleed flow through it, and so we always will lose some loading as the flow and the pressures are distributed from the two sides of the propeller near the tip. Well, on the topic of tip gap, that's very, very tight. 0.5% of propeller diameter is the typical value that we see for commercial propellers and for all the research propellers that were used in developing the Kaplan 19A series, the 37 series. Performance is lost as we have a larger tip gap. We get flow that bleeds through that, so we lose some of this blade loading at the tip. And just for a sense of engineering corrections, there's a reduction of about 4.5% thrust. We found these to be averages from our own in-house research and investigations on this. So we have a reduction of about 4.5% thrust and 2% torque or power with every 1% diameter increase in tip gap. So as we go from 0.5% to 1% to 1.5%, if we were at 1.5%, we'd see about a 4.5% net thrust total, not just the propeller or the nozzle. That's the net total thrust. And a 2% reduction in the torque and the power. Remember, we need that velocity near the propeller tips for the nozzle to do its best work and also for the propeller to do its best work.